I'm going to get some booze. Anybody else want some booze?
Yeah, booze for me.
I would rip your throat out for a can of booze.
Here we go.
8 whole hours.
An Arcanate, which I still probably am pronouncing wrong, has got a jam jar of sherry ready to join in with us.
Awesome. Oh. I love the sherry.
And he said, you want booze?
Yes, please. Just one. Thank you.
Oh, dear me. Are they twisty ones? Then?
No.
Or are you just so desperate for a drink?
I'm just trying to twist the cup off with my... make it bitter.
A nice bottle of wife beater. Soothe my brain after 8 hours of talking
Thank
rot.
Thank you. Yay. It's booze o'clock.
Cheers, everyone.
Chin chin.
Hey. In the last hour, as well as ask Yoda, I'd love to hear from anyone who's actually been with us for the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's anyone managed that? It's quite the feat. Wow.
And if you have been, we should give all this money to you for just being very
for
nice.
For a hard day's work.
So I'm looking to see if we've got any more since that last one. I don't expect any more, so we shall see. It might be a nice surprise.
Now, apparently, Lee McIlwain says that BBC Wales needs to fill in some time, so they'll probably be linking across to us any second.
I'll try and speak Welsh.
That's very good. I didn't know you spoke Welsh.
Yeah. It's one of my things. Welsh and Klingon. Mm.
They are related.
Pretty much
they?
The same, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Mm. The a lot of gach in.
Gach.
Gach.
Yeah.
Lovely gach.
Yeah.
So.
Got no verbs.
Got no verbs to hold me verbs. Down.
That's my favourite bit so far.
I'm at the moment. I'm actually looking around the room, just working in the order of just dismantling everything and putting it away.
God damn it! You'll sit there for another hour and talk shite.
Misha's tweeted in with some Welsh.
Okay.
We've got cutch, which is cuddle.
Ooh.
Mindy bunny, which is going up.
Whoa.
And popty pandy. Which is toaster, apparently.
Ooh, that's very nice.
That's very good, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you, Misha. Thank you for all your tweets today. Thanks everybody who's tweeted. And I'll be doing a big thank yous at the end as well.
Yes.
Try not to forget anybody. We hope.
Fantastic. If we can devise half an hour's worth of thank yous.
Wow.
That would be helpful.
Yeah. It will be good. And... So, what are you all expecting of tonight's comic relief coverage?
I think colossal disappointment.
Yes.
I think back to really, you know, the first proper Friday night comic release I was still at school.
They were an event, weren't they?
Yeah. Comedy was my, you know, before comedy was the new rock and roll, it was my then rock and roll.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't care about music. I loved comedy. I watched all the comedy on the television. And just for a whole evening of it, it was amazing.
It was brilliant.
I've been excited all day.
Yeah. And I also liked the fact it was quite shambolic as well.
Yeah.
I like the fact that occasionally they had to drop things entirely and because they just overran or somebody fell over.
You see, you at that point would probably have been sort of more media savvy. I tended not to notice when things would drop completely.
All right. Well, they used to be listed in the radioptimies.
Even then I never used to look at the radiotomies. I just used to let it flow over me.
Yeah,
a bit surprised by what was coming.
It would be kind of thing like, John Cleese is going to wank onto a bus. And they go, can't wait for John Cleese to wank onto the bus. And they just disappear.
Oh.
There must be a vault somewhere at Comic Relief headquarters where there are just all these sketches that never got shown.
Yeah. Now they'd have made some... made some brass out of them, surely.
I mean, they've got a video now. A video. Oh, Mr. 1980s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at me. They've got a DVD out now, which costs £3, which is the 25 years of Comic Relief. And I think it's 1 hour and 59 minutes, which seems a...
That's odd. That seems a lot slower than a short
be about
remember.
Yeah, so...
Wow. I'm expecting way too much pitiful, sad...
Oh yeah.
Little snips of famous people crying, telling me that it really shouldn't be like that.
babies.
Yeah, it's not just me that thinks that there's been more of that then year on year.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the comedy to serious bit ratio is
it's going up exponentially. I think.
Yeah.
Mm. And the quality of the comedy bits has been going down quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, they've got us to raise the average now.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm sure back in the day they used to waste an hour just deciding which celebrity they were going to cover in Goo.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh God, that was fine.
Maybe I'm looking back with rose-tinted specs.
Oh, that was great though. That was good. Fry and Laurie used to do that, didn't they? They covered and go one year, and it was. I remember getting the build-up was great because I was watching children's television, CBBC, and it was broom cupboard time, and Andy Crane was in the broom cupboard then. And there was a big vote about who was going to get covered in goo, and Andy Crane got picked, and just all that evening, right, running up to it was great, and it was Fry and Laurie who pulled the lever.
Yeah,
it was great. Yes. God, I love Fry and Laurie together.
Well, we've got some more messages.
Yeah,
so I might actually steal the microphone there for a minute while I'm doing that. We asked whether anyone's been here all day. Stu Drums has just given us a shout. Says I've been listening all day except for the aforementioned 10-minute poo, and between 3:30 and 3:45. So not bad.
Thank you, Stuart.
it's been emotional. Bloody well done. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, you lovely man.
And yeah. Paul Litchfield's just passing us on a message. Apparently, he's been in touch with George Pin, who says he found a shilling under the radiator while searching for Mint Imperials. He won't donate it as he needs it for the meter. He will, however, be donating his ghost for future comic reliefs.
Oh,
well, so thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
Give more.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul. That's brilliant.
He's a generous old chap, isn't
he? Yeah,
he
is. Mm.
Yeah.
He's great. He's George. So, yeah, so... but, yeah, in previous years, I liked the year that they ran out of red noses and people had to make them out of ping-pong balls.
Within an hour, the first year.
Yeah. They made about three of them. And there were people going around with bleeding noses because they had just ping-pong balls.
Yeah, the first year I didn't get one, and the second year the design was such that it sort of tried to bite your nose off.
Yeah.
It took them a while to get used to it. And then these ones, I've no idea what they do now. They just don't seem to stay on at all.
No.
They're made out of foam. I think the idea is that you've got the super glue to your nose.
Yes, I think that's a good idea, actually. So kids, get that super glue out, stick those noses on.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's said on the internet that it's correct.
Yeah.
And remember, they are Dilly's favourite chew toys, so should you be getting trouble taking them off again, give us a ring, we'll bring Dill round and we'll nibble them off.
Mm.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
In fact, he was still nibbling on 2009s only last week.
Yeah,
well, a couple of weeks back.
Yeah. Oh, what world we live in where we can offer for a dog to chew someone's face off in the name of charity.
Exactly. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Oh.
Nothing at all.
No, it's a generous offer, isn't it, Dill? Yeah.
I think the comic relief started to go downhill when they stopped having Jonathan Ross and Griffiths Jones and Lenny Henry in a big bed.
Ah,
in.
Yeah.
They were the golden days, weren't they?
Yeah. We'll never see the likes again.
No, we won't.
And when people were
not in our lifetime.
And when people were paying money to get Jonathan Ross to drop his trousers.
Yeah. Of course, now they'd just complain, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They were saying on the way over, I was listening in the car to the Steve Wright show, and they were
what
I know it was. It just happened to be on, Tom. I couldn't get hold of the podcast in the car. Okay,
that's no excuse.
And they were giving some comic relief factoids.
Oh yeah.
And they were saying that the Dawn French Hugh Grant kiss, it was very close. It never got shown because they were running over into the news, and the news donated a minute of their time. Aww. The kiss got shown and raised £1 million.
Bloody hell.
Wow, one snog, £1 million.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Or conversely, what a set of twats the news were for even, like, kicking up a fuss about it.
Yeah.
Of course you give them a minute.
good old news.
Well, more people with staying power. Anarcarnate, I missed out an hour between 4 and 5 to go to the bank. I feel ashamed, and quite rightly too.
I don't know, was that the shit hour?
It might have been actually. You
didn't miss anything.
Good work. Yeah. And Lee McIlwain, all day apart from a 10-minute Mackey's run, so that's pretty good. Cool. Nice one, gents, and Lisa and Dill.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's not bad, all of it but 10 minutes. Mm.
Yeah.
I think if you count all our toilet runs, I don't think any of us have managed all of it but 10 minutes.
No, I've been going out for a cigarette every five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And But yeah, it's been a great event. I'd never ever do it again. I think I'm insane too.
Dear God, no.
No.
In fact, it was only a couple of weeks ago I was thinking, if this goes well, let's do a 12-hour one.
I swear, say that seriously and I will bottle you right now.
Yeah. You can do... the lesson is you can do very, very long podcasts and things if you've got lots of people and you can...
Material.
Yeah, lots of material. Yeah.
Talent.
In advance.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what would do well, a live audience.
Because
a live audience is brilliant because you can just riff off then.
Yes.
Maybe you could invite various members of the gentry to come and be part of the whole live experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, to fit a 12-hour one in, if we wanted to run it up to the start of the tele coverage, we'd have to start at 7:00 motherfucking clock in the morning.
Yeah, and you've not seen that hour for a long time.
No.
I mean, what we could do for the next one is maybe do a proper live one, but not for 9 hours. I mean, proper live on a stage, people. and acts who would pop on.
Blimey.
Wow.
That might be a good idea. But we'll think about that in 2 years' time.
Idea.
We might not be alive in 2 years' time, so, you know, frankly, we'll get there. And well, I'd also like to say, I stink.
Yeah, I do. I was just noticing. I was just noticing it coming off me, and I absolutely ming.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful.
I covered myself in links this morning.
To be fair, by the look of it, all you guys have eaten all day is garlic and herb dip, taro masala, and chocolate. Oh, and drank shitloads of coffee, so it's hardly surprising.
I've just lived on coffee.
All fucking stink.
Yeah, I've had two bits of celery, a couple of slices of toast this morning, and a banana.
I had a fry up this morning, so that's.
I feel aggrieved.
That line my stomach.
Looking around me at my diet, I should smell of mocha if anything.
Yeah.
In fact, thank God for this beer because I'm actually beginning to sort of stop twitching.
It's nice, isn't it? Just
sounding a bit calmer.
Just takes the edge off. Takes the edge off a little bit. I need to pass a message on to you, Martin.
Yeah.
It's from Andy McH.
Hello, Andy.
He says, Martin, off Twitter for a while. When does that live podcast thingy start?
Next year.
Yeah.
There we go.
So tune in then, Andy.
Yeah. Nice. Just to go back to the whole Hugh Grant kiss thing.
Yeah.
If any listeners want to donate £1 million, I will kiss Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Patsy.
Yeah, I know, sweetheart, but it's for charity.
And if
it's for charity.
If you want to donate £20, I'll kiss Dill with tongues.
Ooh.
Oh, you do that anyway.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. But he's getting paid for it.
But he usually just slips his tongue in at the last minute.
No, that's you. Don't try and say it's the dog. That's you.
Sorry, I've just got a voicemail message from our friend Rick saying, oh, it seems you were right. Your phone isn't working. thanks for clearing that up for me.
Yeah. Well, also from him, he's just tweeted us to say if we want a knife thrower for the live event.
Yeah.
There we go.
So we might do it.
And that he can smell us from wherever he is.
Yeah.
Mm. Thanks for that.
So.
Although it's probably true.
So we need a venue with a good internet connection, right? Let's think about this.
Tragically, it's still not the right time to read out the two very, very good Japanese jokes he sent me yesterday.
I'm sorry.
I would love to.
Maybe the next Comic Relief do. We can cast our minds back and say, "You remember?"
Will have been enough time.
Maybe about 20 years down the line, then you can do that. I'm being very funny today. I don't know about that. It's kind of like very nope.
No, not funny.
Oh right, that kind of funny. Oh right, yeah. Yes, you have.
Yes.
Ah well.
Oh.
So yeah, so we've final total of course 567.20, but 700 and odd with gift aid.
I'm stunned. I'm incredibly
final
pleased,
total, Martin.
Mm. Yeah,
and grateful to the gentry.
Mm.
Mm.
You've still got 45 minutes to go.
Yeah, yep. And if you do want to donate any more money, go to www.justgiving.com/thegentlemansreview.
Yeah, but it still could be 35 minutes if you're going to do American Pie for us.
I've told you, I'm not doing American Pie. I might give a bit of Cyndi Lauper a go.
Is that some sort of sexual thing?
A bit of Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah. No, American Pie.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think, did they not make that joke in a film, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wanted a series of films. I wanted a series of
steadily worsening films.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted a... it was during one of these podcasts, which we edited out, once made a Reggie D. Hunter joke, and Tom pointed me out, pointed out to me. Which is amazing, because Reggie D. Hunter's got a couple of jokes, and...
oh, meow! Yeah. One of them is... Reg, when do you ever do squirrel fucking jokes? Like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Think you're clever.
Yeah.
And one of them's about being black, and the other one's about being other people American. Not being black. So it's kind of... Sorry, if anybody's listening to this who knows Reggie Hunter, I do apologise, unreservedly. I forget this is live, and people can actually listen to us.
Yeah, Jesus. We're not going to get a chance to edit this shit out.
I sometimes
say... the bleeding Japanese, but it's open season on Reggie Hunter. Yeah.
I say things I don't mean in podcasts, and usually I edit them out, but there you go.
Shall we change the subject then and go for Nicholas Box?
Nicholas Box, yeah, let's have a look at Nicholas Box.
Yeah. I've not had my hand in there for ages.
Where is it?
Who's got the box?
We haven't lost it, have we?
God,
oh, no, that's booze. Oh, there it is.
You've
down
got
there.
It.
Lazy fuck, it was right next to your feet. Sounds like there's only about one thing left in it.
Ooh. Right then. Picky, picky. Unfoldy, unfoldy.
Here we go. Do, 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 do. Nicholas Box, Nicholas
Pub
Box.
Fights!
Oh, well.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Have you never seen a pub fight?
No.
I think I've covered the only pub fight I've seen, which was one in a pub around the corner from Euston train station.
Yeah.
I think. So, as in, I've mentioned it in one of the podcasts previously.
You mean like some sort of crack reporter?
No.
Well, yeah, I've covered mine. In fact, I've covered mine sat about a yard and a half from Nicola when I said it. But yeah, that was down in Lewisham. Lewisham Wetherspoons.
Yeah.
Proper Western styley, two people start off and then everyone else joined in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel really cheated now. I don't think I've ever seen a pub fight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the odd spat.
Oh, yeah, I've seen people fighting in the street. Because that's Halifax. That's what happens on a Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah.
In fact, I walked past, it's been brilliant. I felt like I've got some sort of cloak of invisibility because I've walked past a fight. There's a man punching another man in the face repeatedly and that man punching. Mm-hmm. The other man in the face repeatedly, and I've just walked straight past it, as if I'm not there. I could have stood within feet of them, looking down at the punches being rained upon each other.
Yeah,
and nobody would have actually noticed.
Were you not tempted to film it?
Yeah, but it's a bit chavvy, isn't it?
Mm.
No, you know, in an artistic way, obviously. Yeah. Not in a happy slappy way.
I don't know whether it's a northern thing or whether I just go in particularly high quality pubs, but whenever fights have broken out, more often than not, the general pub populace have ushered the fight very quickly out of the door.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just to not disturb the ambience.
Actually, that does remind me of another pub fight I saw between two friends of mine, actually, where I was on a work night out, and they were both really good mates, but for some reason they'd got pissed this evening, that particular evening, and they'd started winding each other up. But they ushered themselves out the door, because they were... they'd pushing each other around, and at one point one of them did that thing, you know, where you run forwards and you sort of head charge into the other one's gut, and he did that and took them both out through the door into the car park with his momentum.
Wow.
And ended up knocking shit out of each other up to and including and beyond the point where the police turned up, because we were next door in the pub next door to the police station.
How marvellous.
I say whenever I'm flicking through the channels late at night and come across, I think it's usually ITV3 or another dodgy channel where they have proper police footage, action, camera, whatever. Whenever there's a fight, it is always between two supposed best mates. There's always the third guy who stood sort of vaguely talking to the camera saying, they're really good mates, I don't get it.
I think, two words, sexual tension.
Is that great...
unresolved sexual tension.
Yeah, right, three words. Yeah.
Great bit in Jeffrey Bernardism, Well, where Jeffrey Bernard breaks his hand on a man's face and the man says, if you can't hit a friend, who can you hit? I don't think I've ever hit a friend.
I don't know. I've had a great big pagger with our mate Tom before now.
Oh, yeah, we've
actually pinned him to the ground, which takes some doing with Tom.
Yeah. In fairness, I think gravity does it. If you get him in the position, gravity helps you out a lot there, doesn't it?
I think I'd had a lot of fighting fluid inside me.
I like Tom. And he's listening, you know.
Mm. He's been listening most of the day.
Yeah.
He's given us a donation. He's given us some texts.
Yes, I'm very fond of Tom.
Oh, no, he is, yeah. But yes, God, I can just imagine your scrawny ass perched on top of him, trying to pin him to the ground.
Oh, I've never had a fight with Tom. No,
Tom.
No. Oh, right, yeah. Right.
Sorry,
right.
I'm looking at you only because I'm facing the microphone. Right, I meant
very
Tom.
Confusing.
Yeah.
That's very confusing.
It was like the Fox's Glossy Mint advert with little fox on top. I'm kidding.
Oh, dear. Are you trying to say you're foxy, Tom?
Shall we have another?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Andy, get your hand in.
Oh, here we go.
Your hand's in another woman's box.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Disgusted.
Can you feel that? Mm. Yeah, you're liking that. There we go.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Oh. Ooh, blimey. Jeggings. Shudder. Yeah.
I fucking
nasty.
Hate jeggings.
They are. But they serve their purpose in that they give you a very clear and visible from a long way off signal. That person is not someone you want to waste any time on.
No.
That's
and
true.
I just hate anything that has a composite word like that.
Right.
Jedward, jeggings.
You don't like the portmanteau.
No.
Yeah. No.
I think it's a particularly ugly one.
Yeah.
For two things that I find fairly inoffensive.
Yeah.
No, they themselves are fairly shitty and horrible as well.
Yeah, they are.
Well,
true.
Yes, but... No, I was more surprised at the word.
Ah, right,
could convey
yes.
so accurately.
Yeah.
The horror of the garment.
Yeah, they all
but strangely, they manage it.
Where did they come from? When did they arrive?
I don't
know.
Years
ago.
Yeah.
A few years ago, when leggings came back, and then the sort of skin tight jeans came back, and then they realised that they could make leggings that looked like skin tight jeans, that were probably more comfortable than skin tight jeans, and then
Bob's your uncle.
Jeggings were
fan
born.
Is around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, going on from the whole leggings discussion. I did see. I'm always amused by and saw an example of this morning while me and Tom were in the pub having breakfast. Looked out of the window and saw a lady who had obviously confused or not spotted the difference between leggings and opaque tights. The difference being, people can still see your pants through tights. You idiot!
No. Yeah, there are quite a few ladies that make that mistake, and unfortunately, girls, it's usually us larger ladies that do that.
Yes, she was. She was a. A well-proportioned, a generously proportioned young lady.
Yeah. Really, we ought to have more shame.
Whoa, I'm just having a massive crash because the booze has taken the edge off the caffeine.
Yeah.
And I suddenly realised that I've not eaten today.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It's Sarah is not really doing it, is it?
If there was a meter next to me now, it'd be good.
That at least is why I got me a fat bastard Wetherspoon's breakfast inside me before I came round.
Do you want to perk yourself up with the first of our group songs?
I think we should do.
You're
I think
about
we should
ready
group song.
For that?
Yeah, I think we should do a group song. We should do an Ask Yodra and then maybe another group song.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Wow.
Alrighty then.
Up your feet. There we go.
And if there's anything else that anyone has ever wanted to ask us, you're going to have at least another 20 minutes to squeeze it in.
Yeah.
La,
tweet
la,
up, email.
We want it about there. There we go. We're going to have to all... Come on then, crowd in.
I was going
to
sit down for this one.
Yeah, well, you won't be able to reach the microphone.
You lazy fuck.
Well, that was
get
the point. I neither know the tune nor the words.
That's the point of karaoke.
But it's modern music and
get
I don't
up.
Know it.
Get up.
Oh,
get
damn.
Up and sing or I... Bad your way.
So you can't threaten to beat him.
Yeah, I might.
I beat you.
Look, those boxes spilled out all over.
Ew.
Right, do you know what category it was in? Right, do you wanna, you can steer the box.
There we go.
Hello.
Hello. Well, I thought I was getting feedback. Hello. we're in a church now. Hello.
Hello.
Dearly beloved.
What are we doing first? Is it? Oh, Blink 182, isn't it?
Yes, because the other one's for finishing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's finishing
I know this one. Yeah, you do. I mean, you know, obviously you might not, but yeah, you do.
There's a bit in this
that you might not.
That I go wrong every time. But it doesn't matter. It's
always that the song.
Yeah.
What? Stop punching me.
Get off my headphones, Lee.
Get your headphone out from under my feet.
Move your feet.
We should have. Why haven't we done the whole thing with this echo? It makes it sound epic.
Yeah. It'd have been loads funnier.
Yeah. Here we go. Are we ready?
Are
it's
we?
Counting down. I can't hear it.
No.
Can I let's stop it again? No.
It goes wrong when I move away from the desk. Have you noticed?
There we go.
Yeah, there we go. You've turned the box off. Yeah. You didn't want to do that. Turn it back on.
Have you noticed that everybody else's has been fine apart from mine, and when I'm standing up, there's a reason, because it's...
Because you're an inveterate fiddler.
Yes, because I fiddle as they're doing
it. You can't stop fiddling. Oh, it's noisy. Here we go. More. La 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 la.
Are we all in?
Can you hear us?
Hey!
Yay!
Yay!
Here we go.
All the small things, true care, truth brings. I'll take one lift. You're right, best trip. Always, I know, you'll be at my show. Watching, waiting. Commiserating. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off, carry me home. Na 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 na.
Stop fiddling.
Na 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 na. Night, come home, work sucks, I know. She left me roses by the stairs. Surprises let me know she cares. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off, carry me home.
Little dance break. Shake your booty.
Thank you, Halifax!
Who's taking it too seriously?
I think we know who enjoyed that one the most.
Yeah.
Well, Dill seemed to be. If you could hear the barking in the background, that was little Dillston.
There
we go. Well,
you've stolen the microphone again, well, Andrew.
The mic's bloody... Look, there. It's between us now.
Something's come between us.
Yeah.
I'm out of beer.
Oh, yes, so am I. I'm getting through these quite quickly.
Not beer.
Did anybody else bring any booze?
I'm going to take myself up to Spazda.
No, but yes, I'll go to the shops when we've finished.
Do we?
What's he doing?
Doing chocolate.
He's nicked onto chocolate. He always does that. Let's do some messages.
Messages.
Apparently, bloody hell, the microphone's falling over. According to Wes Era, the dance break was captured beautifully on the webcam.
Yeah.
And good song selection. And we've got more reports of people putting in the time to listen. It's from Paul Litchfield. I listened to all of your podcast apart from when I watched Homes Under the Hammer, Loose Women, the DVD Cool Runnings, and the brief time when I popped on a train to the Jorvik Viking Centre to retrieve an old contact lens signed by Sting. That's not bad though. That's got to be most
devoted.
Of it. Yeah,
he's one of my favourite people in the world.
Excellent.
So yeah, what time? Half past. We're not long now.
Wow.
Bloody hell, only half an hour.
Yeah. So.
God.
And we do smell.
Yeah.
Well, you lot smell.
Yep.
Yeah.
I obviously am absolutely fragrant.
So what's your?
I'm not even sure what I smell of. It's not my normal smell.
No, I smell strongly of probably it's caffeine in digestion.
Caffeine coming out of me.
Okay. Is that like?
Hey, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I'm certainly loosening up now. We've hit the pot.
Yeah. We should have done it earlier.
Nicola was right.
Yes. Nicola is always right.
Oh dear. Mm.
Oh, that's my.
You're going off.
Yeah, going off.
Is anybody good?
No, it's just an alarm. It's probably the alarm I set for me to do some prep work for this.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, it's probably about time. Dilly! Leave that frigging chocolate alone.
Oh, well.
I think it's too... Oh, no, he hasn't chewed it up.
He's licking it.
Do you want that bit back, Tom?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, man.
There you go.
You know
it's
all right.
He's only licked it a bit.
He's only licked it. There's a couple of teeth marks.
It's only dog lick. It'll be fine. Eat it.
He's managed to lick the stuff that's still in the pack.
Eat it.
All right, pass it here. I'll eat it.
Hey.
So it doesn't go to waste.
There you go.
Oh, nom, nom, nom. Oh, hair. Yeah.
Don't give it to him.
Yeah.
Eat it or he'll take it off you.
Shall I explain what's going on? Dylan's done a little piece of chocolate and he's been licking it on the floor and it's now been passed to Tom.
Yes.
We're going to make Tom eat it because otherwise it will be a waste.
And all those starving people in Africa we've been working to help today will...
They will cry.
They'll cry.
Oh.
They won't be happy.
They will cry, Tom.
They'll complain.
Shh. Is he actually allowed it?
No.
It's bad for him.
Bad dog. So you're going to ask something, I think. You seemed poised about sort of a minute and a half ago.
Was I?
Before all the chocolate excitement.
I can't remember.
I think that's because he was handing out booze.
Was he just going to ask Yoda?
Oh yes, I think we should ask
Yoda. Is it about time, do you think?
Probably is time.
Ask Yoda, ask Yoda, ask Yoda.
I've got the Ask Yodas in front of me.
Ask you will a yes or no question. Sense the Force in my left hand. Press it and answer you, I will.
Okay, it's a very important one to start with. It's from Wet Sarah. Will I get the UK work visa I've just applied for?
Difficult question you ask. Answer not clear.
Oh, Yoda, are you just going to be a complete wuss and not give us definite answers again?
He said to ask a yes or no fucking question.
Yeah.
Stop sitting on the fence, Yoda.
Yoda. All right, we'll try Misha's question then. Should I put some socks on or just wear slippers? So we'll say yes for socks, no for slippers.
Much to learn you still have. You must feel the Force around you. The answer then clear will become.
I swear to God, I'm going to kick Yoda's face off. All right. If he's not going to buy into that, we'll go for one of Lee McIlwain's questions. Am I going to regret agreeing to work in London for a week starting on Monday?
Asking the future is a disturbance in the Force.
Shitting Ada. He hasn't actually answered any of the questions yet. All right. Okay. Right, here we go. It's another one from Wet Sarah. Should I drink along with you guys during the last hour or stay sober for when my parents get home?
Simple question you ask. Yes, I answer.
Yes, you should drink along with us, yeah. Sarah.
But, you know, fair comment.
Yeah. Get it down, yeah. Okay. Another one from Lee. What DVDs should I take... that's not really a yes or no one. What DVDs should I take down to that there London to help me forget where I am? So I suppose yes is the complete Carry On box set.
Yeah.
And no is just a copy from a VHS of Grease.
Yeah.
No, I feel this will be.
Was that a no?
Yeah.
Oh dear, no. you've got to take a DVD of a VHS copy of Grease.
Mm.
Fuck your luck. A bit of a philosophical one from Stew Drums. Ultimately, has today been a worthwhile exercise?
Simple question you ask. No, I answer.
Fuck you, Yoda. Fuck you. Fuck you all to hell.
Oh, he's got your number.
Be fair, though. Yoda's been sat up there listening to it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has been here all the time.
Yeah.
Not like you lot, pissing upstairs to the toilet every 5 minutes.
He's put the hours in, not like us. Dilly. All right, it's a bit of...
Yes, you can have the card.
Last one, then. Last one's from Lee McIlwain again. All right. Okay. All right. There is a yes/no question at the end. Why has my head not understood the concept of listening to the Megapoddy? I've stared at the bloody screen all day. Am I a dick?
Difficult question you ask. Answer not clear.
Oh, well, there's some hope for you then, Lee. Yeah. You may or may not be a dick.
I think Yoda was being tactful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sarah has just tweeted us to say she's started drinking. Hey. Good work.
Yay.
Chin-chin.
Chin-chin. Does anybody have any questions in the room before I put Yoda to bed?
Yoda is Comic Relief... I've nearly forgotten the name of the thing. Is Comic Relief going to be back to its old standards of when it was really good?
Disturbing this question, please. Meditate on this, I will.
I think that's a tactful no.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask Yoda whether the dog slaver covered chocolate I've just eaten will kill me.
Simple question you ask. Yes, I answer.
Oh dear.
Fuck-a-doodle doo.
Can I have all your porn when you die?
You've got all my porn, we've covered this.
No, I didn't copy it, I haven't got the room. I need to actually keep the hard disk this time.
UV name you on the bottom of the hard drive.
Oh, Tommy.
Oh,
that's what friends are for. Yeah.
That's how in my will people decide what I get. Everything I've got has got their names on a UV.
So let's just wrap this up. Yoda, did you enjoy yourself today? Have you enjoyed listening in?
No, I feel this will be.
Fair enough, fuck off then.
Now.
Precious little bastard, isn't he?
Apparently Yoda's a bit of a dick, according to Sarah.
Mm. No. She ain't wrong.
Yeah, Lee's not overly impressed by the answers he's given him either.
No. What we need to get now is, because Yoda's a relatively sympathetic character in Star Wars, we really need to get some sort of Jar Jar Binks doll that does that.
What, so we can hate on him more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be a good idea.
Yeah, then we could ask Jar Jar.
So if anybody knows where we can get a Jar Jar Binks doll.
Specifically one that talks and answers yes/no questions.
I know where there's a Jar Jar Binks backpack that's hung on a set of deer antlers to make it look like he has horns.
What we could do is we could just take the guts out of Yoda and put it into a Jar Jar.
Could do that, maybe.
Wouldn't be much good for the listeners.
Yeah, I was going to say... Audio-wise, that's not going to come across particularly well, but...
No.
Oh, well.
Why are you taking so many pictures of Martin? Have you got a thing for him?
Are you a big gayer?
Yeah.
I'm just taking general pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm just taking general pictures of mine.
I love Martin. Yeah. Fill me with your baby.
Keep talking.
We really should keep talking. I'm considerably louder than everyone. I'm going to turn myself down.
You're always bloody louder than everyone. It's not just your projection. I'm sure you've got the... there's a magic switch for your channel that makes you boom, isn't there?
Well, we're all balanced until we start sharing mics.
That's what it is.
And got a bit more distant from
them.
It's not that you never say anything, Tom. It's just that you have to be turned down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's 6:38.
Woo!
On Friday the 18th of March. If you want to give any more money, I mean, we've got reached our target, so we're happy. But if you're listening to this on a podcast and you haven't given anything, poodle over to www.justgiving.com/thegentlemansreview. And maybe just give us a couple of quid.
Yeah,
don't need more than that.
Yeah. Go on.
Because let's be fair, just because we've only got 22 minutes left, we shouldn't just sound like we're tossing it off.
No. Exactly.
Or we've just got him possibly...
We are, but you know.
Yeah, we shouldn't sound like it.
No.
Possibly the most impressive how much have you listened to us today. It's from Neil Peters. I had it streaming all day and listened when I could. Heard about an hour. Good luck for the final 30 minutes. Thanks, Neil. Cheers, mate.
Oh, we love you, Neil. Am I still a cunt?
He hasn't replied yet.
Ah, that's fine.
That's
fine. Can I just answer for him?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah.
Oh, well. that's life.
Nice. Love you, mate.
That's life. That's as much as I know of that song.
Yeah.
Wow. There's no end to the number of songs you know the first line to.
Misha's just texted us another Ask Yoda.
Oh, we'll do it. We'll do it. Does she
deserve it?
We've got the time. Yeah.
Misha's been listening and tweeting to us a lot today. I think she deserves special Yoda attention.
Just for you, Misha.
We've got, I can't drink, but I could take my medication early and fall asleep on the sofa. Shall I, Yoda?
The Force and its wisdom are all around us. Ask your will a yes or no question.
Oh, sorry, yeah, this is the leading dog.
Preamble.
Press it and answer you, I will.
Right, here we go.
Yeah, see that question, what I just said.
The answer you seek is yes.
Yay!
So get yourself drugged up there, Misha.
Because yep. Let's be fair, you're not going to want to watch all the sick little starving children.
Little starving children.
Because it's going to just make you sad.
Yeah.
Fuck that for a laugh.
You know, yeah, who wants their buzz harshed like that?
Exactly.
Not me.
Nuh-uh. So, do we think that David Walliams is trying to become the new Grisha's Jones of comic relief?
I think so.
Because he seems to be in every fucking yeah. thing at the moment.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you think he's going to start talking about architecture and canoeing and shit and go bald?
Possibly, yeah.
I used to really love the Restoration series. Do you remember that?
Yes, it was good.
Griffith Jones did. Whatever happened to that? Why didn't they make any more?
I don't know.
Although I remember racking up my phone bill because I was constantly voting for Buildings I Liked.
Yeah. I suppose they've probably got to conserve their budget for further series of Mrs. Brown's fucking boys,
yeah.
haven't they?
Yeah.
Actually,
that ranks in middle classness with the with my anger about the Schritzo earlier.
the other thing, I mean, you guys live in Manchester most of the time. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
You know the Victoria Baths.
Yes.
Yeah. Have they finished them yet?
Say fuck. Yeah. Don't be ridiculous. They're spending too much time using it as a film set.
Oh god. I'm glad I didn't vote for it now. I voted for something else.
They got the Turkish baths bit finished,
yeah.
And that's open to the public. Mm. But the rest of it seems to be just used as any general Victorian building in every television drama for the last 4 years.
Was it the baths that they did Morecambe and Wise one in? Did they do
I think
a bit
so,
in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look like a bit of that were in the baths.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of that and Battersea Power Station, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, Michael.
Oh. What's that? What do you got?
No, it's not for public consumption.
Well, laugh at it more, bloody good. Don't announce it. I've got a text here. That's really funny. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
My famous friends are texting me. Not for you.
God.
Actually, I will do because it's going to plug.
Go on.
It's going to plug Precious Little Podcast. So I'm going to say read some of it. Some of
do it,
it
then. Plug.
It says he just recorded a podcast where he thinks he just said the most horrible thing ever. So there we go. We'll leave that. And then go wait when it comes out. Go and download the Precious Little Podcast.
Hmm. Did he do your squirrel fucking routine as well then?
What? Oh, I see. My brain is mashed now.
You're a bit monged out, aren't you?
Yeah. I missed an obvious joke earlier on, and I missed that one completely. So yeah. I do apologise.
Oh, you just turned yourself up as well.
Yeah, because I realised I was muffled. As muffled, like many men.
Oh, wow. 17 minutes, chaps.
Yeah,
17.
Misha's just sent us a picture of her just about to neck one of her pills and get monged out.
If she dies now, it's our responsibility, you know that.
No, it's not. Actually, given that you are the man who owns the equipment and is in charge of the desk, it's your responsibility.
Yeah, and he read law.
I'm in the clear.
I better go and get a ticket to France immediately.
We've had inquiries as to when the recordy version of this is going to be out. Neil's expecting it tomorrow.
Oh dear. No, it's
Neil, you are a one.
No, I mean I won't even be looking at it until possibly next weekend. So.
Until you stopped shaking.
Yeah, I'm going to have a nice day off tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we'll look at getting it out. And we'll probably stick it out one a day for a bit.
Yeah.
Just to save our bandwidth.
As third anniversary dudes go, it'll be out sooner than the second anniversary one,
yes.
Which will probably be recorded next year.
Yeah. Yeah, stay tuned for the sequel to The Talons of Time.
Yeah.
Any year now.
Yeah. If I wasn't completely exhausted, I'd say, just get it out, we'll do it now. In fact, we should have just done it live.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's do that. Oh, I'm going for a wee.
Oh, you do that.
Go on then.
Hey.
Wee.
Wee. Empty yourself out before the big finale.
Yeah.
Yeah. 15 minutes to go.
Blimey.
Well, 16.
Only a quarter, well, 15 and 15 seconds.
Yeah, well, we'll have a big
I thought at work I'd managed to raise clock watch into an art, but this last hour, I'm yeah. pushing the boundaries.
This last hour's gone quite quickly, I think, possibly due to the addition of booze.
Boozy. I need to get some food inside me at some point, some proper food.
Well, you do live barely 20 yards away from a chippy, so I'm sure you're going to be able to manage.
The heavy and leaden iron is I don't have any cash. I've only got my card. So
I got plenty of cash.
Hell, so I'll probably lend you a bit to get yourself some chips, Martin.
They don't do it with...
I sport you a fish buddy.
Yeah. Hey. I think, well, hang on. We've got loads on the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just get some transferred over from there.
Oh, it's really annoying is Just Giving. It all goes straight to the charity.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, none of it doesn't pass through our hands at all.
What?
Oh, dear.
My sister obviously has heard that I'm free on Sunday and has asked me if I want to go to Pizza Hut. So, yes, I think I will.
Well, there you go. You don't need to worry about food then.
You sort your bloody social life out while we're still podcasting.
You know, you got
to
get...
At least you didn't do it through Twitter and have me relay it to you.
God, I really want a Wii now.
Do you? Right. Can you not hang on for another 14?
No. I'm going to have to go for a Wii. But when Lisa's finished.
I'm in the beginning stages of needing a Wii, but I reckon I can handle it till the end.
Oh, here's something. This is from Per Eidenval. I hope I pronounced that right.
Right.
It says, hi, I've been listening from Sweden for a moment of the start. I missed the first 20 minutes or so. But no worries, I can catch that later when you post the recording. I think not.
Sorry, I didn't record the first 20 minutes. Sorry.
It's gone forever, I'm afraid. But as always, a great show. He says, very kindly, good going chaps, Lisa and Dill.
Thank you.
One of your Swedish listeners. Do you have any more? Do we have any more Swedish listeners?
I don't know. Whoa. Anyone listening in Sweden, tweet us now.
You've got 15 minutes to let us know.
Quickly.
I'm going for a wee.
Go on then, do it. Go and have a wee. Hey everyone who's listening, look at Martin having a wee now and then he won't be able to go.
Yeah, focus
everyone
on that.
Everyone who's listening is thinking about you having a wee, Martin.
Everyone knows, Martin. 20 people are thinking about it, Martin.
Thinking a little concentrated look on his face as he's trying to wee. Can't because we're all thinking about him.
Yeah, you should see that. The reason I was taking so many photos of Martin earlier was because I couldn't believe how red his face was.
Yes. He's getting quite the flush on him, isn't he?
Yes. Like a little pink potato. Sat atop a DJ.
Oh, you're right, yes. I was thinking, what, like balanced on Dave Lee Travis. No.
It's like a dinner jacket potato.
Yeah. Oh, God, is it nearly finished yet?
Yeah, nearly.
Somebody's trying to phone me, but I don't know. They either don't know we carry on till 7, or they're also not aware you have to phone Martin. Cause
they can bloody wait, can't they?
Yep.
Ring Martin. Don't ring Tom.
I'm not. You could tell from my workings of the quiz show sounds earlier that I'm not exactly rigged up technically for dealing with things like that.
No.
Really? I'd never guessed.
No. It's amazing, isn't it?
No.
Who knew? Actually, having 5 sounds in one folder on your phone and playing all but the one you're trying to play.
That's actually quite an achievement,
isn't
it?
That's raising the levels of spazziness to somewhere new.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, damn it. I thought I got a new email, but I haven't.
Wow, amazingly, after my bravado saying I could probably last till the end, I think now I am actually going to have to go.
Oh, for God's sake, Andrew, it's 8. It's 12 minutes. Can you really not tie a knot in it for 12 minutes?
I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's not going to be as much pressure on your body when you stand up to do the final song. So.
Exactly.
No, I suppose not.
Exactly.
I'm sure it's not going to take you 12 minutes, though, to have a piss, unless you're really full.
Well, I wouldn't have thought, no. I don't know. What do you reckon? Try and leave it till the end, or
go to the fucking lavatory.
Anyone have any opinions?
Go to the lavatory.
Tweet in. I'm dithering. I can't make my mind up.
Get your cock out now and get upstairs.
Listeners, what should I do?
I went upstairs first, and then got his cock out.
Hey.
I just it's too big a decision for me to make on my own.
Oh.
It's problem with God, I should rock.
Misha says I should go.
Yeah.
Oh, well then.
Right.
You're going to be doing this all week now, aren't you? You're just going to be waiting for decisions to be made by Twitter.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's easier.
Yeah. Oh, aye. 11 minutes. Yeah, 11 minutes of padding to go. So what have we got from today? Which has been your favourite bit?
My favourite bit was about 1 minute past six.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. That was a good bit.
I certainly enjoyed that bit.
That was when the cap came off the bottle.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the man asking if we had a secret casino in the house. That was nice.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good bit.
Yeah.
I liked it when we got the phone call from the old man.
Yeah.
That was nice.
He was sweet.
Yeah, it was very, very funny. Yeah. I mean, sweet. Sweet.
Yeah.
Knowledgeable.
I liked the bit where I was listening to all the factoids.
Yes.
That was Steve Wright.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I just accepted that. I can't remember if we'd done factoids or not.
Martin has no memory.
Oh, Martin's completely fucked.
Yeah. It's after a week of just stress, it's now just coming down and it's kind of like, whoa.
Although, to be fair, we could have discussed doing factoids and we still wouldn't have been organised enough to do them.
No.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, the only thing I wrote was actually my introduction, which even then I changed considerably. So yes, there we go. Yeah. So yeah, it's been a great day, and I'd really like to thank everybody who's given money again.
Well, everyone who's given money, everyone who's listened.
Yeah.
Everyone who's texted or tweeted. I keep saying texted. No one texted us.
No,
Tom's
texting.
Texted us. To be fair, one person has texted.
Well, I've had a few texts. I've texted from Michael and
three. Three
Paul,
people
have
texted.
Fine. So texting, tweeting.
Yeah.
And Paul Litchfield's texting.
Emailing.
So, yeah.
They've all been very gratefully received.
I shall be doing... Come on. Shall be doing the big thank yous at the end. And so, yes, it's been an interesting experience. And it's the first time I've really sat still in my own living room for a long time. So I always have to get up and do something. So,
well, you're usually dancing, aren't you?
Yeah. So, it is quite. It still amuses me that we're able to, with the joy of technology, sit in my living room in Halifax, in West Yorkshire, and chat to so many people, without many telephones.
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
It is a marvel. Yeah.
It is.
It's been. It has been very nice that people have thought to tweet to us during the day.
Yeah.
It's kept it rolling, I think.
Because I genuinely doubted that we'd hit our total. And because I thought, we've earned as much as we're going to. When we had it, we were at £222. I thought, well, yeah, that's a good total. I can live with that. But the fact we've gone over it, and it has really made the day, I think.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
And it means tonight that I saw all you people who've given all this money can just sit back and when the sad bits turn upon Comic Relief, you can just go, I've given lots of money.
Yeah.
And,
you can turn over with impunity.
Yeah, it's lots of money for us because we don't earn millions of pounds. So, that's quite a lot of money, you know.
Yes.
We're getting more text. Rick, we're not doing your jokes. They've been vetoed.
Aw, do the jokes.
No, really, no.
Don't go there.
Aw. Will you do the jokes after?
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, we'll get to hear them.
Okay, then.
Just not in any public context.
Of course,
not. Tied back to us.
Okay,
well, none of us will laugh at them.
No.
Obviously not. They're very poor taste.
Yeah.
Whatever they're about.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the first sign of a dying baby. I'll whip them out. We're sorted.
Blimey.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Yep.
Do we need to get things cranked
up? I think we need to get going, yeah.
Is it the last one?
It doesn't matter too much if we go over, but, I mean, it'd be nice to go properly.
We've got to do the noise for the final one, though. For the final hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we need to get that sorted.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Come on then, everyone up.
Which one? Oh, all-time classics, isn't it?
Blimey.
Page down.
Let's see if we can...
Right, I'm going to get this set up before I stand up this time.
Yeah,
that's probably a good idea.
In retrospect, I wish I'd thought of that before I stood up. I am now tired. Although, as I am bending down to the microphone, anyone who's looking at camera one should get a bit of a treat.
I'll take your mind of how tired you are by thinking how much you need a wee.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just gone, haven't I? I'm not that bad.
Can I just ask the listeners, how come you've all listened all fucking day? Do none of you have jobs?
No. It's a recession.
All right.
That's
okay,
a bit untactful, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do all day? Let us know what you normally do all day and why we were so much more entertaining. That'd be good.
I think a lot of people have been listening at work. So
really? Can you listen at work?
Notionally,
yeah.
Wow.
If you're somewhere, I mean, especially if you're someone like me who's just a desk-bound peon, you could just stream it to your pooter at work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Our listeners are an elite.
Yes.
They don't need to work. All the students.
Oh, I feel bad now. Who is that that says they're an unemployed university dropout who normally cries?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Misha.
Oh.
That could have been for me.
Yeah, she normally cries, drinks tea and wanks.
So, well, the other two sound
still
okay.
Still could be me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should change tea bags, then you wouldn't cry so much. If it was nicer tea, you wouldn't cry.
Yeah.
Right, you ready?
And that would give you more time for wanking.
Exactly.
Are we there? Is it going?
Second lot of coffee.
Hello.
Echo. Oh, that's better.
Oh.
There we go. Yeah. How long is it? 4 minutes. That will take us up to just where we want to be.
Yeah.
Come on then.
Hey, someone else is a student. Paloma from The Apprentice is standing next to me.
Keep your ears peeled.
Oh, no, that's something different. Wow, that moved really quickly.
Come on then. Ooh. Here we go. We haven't really got room for that. No, but he's got great facial hair.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
Dance break.
Oh, jazz hand and spark hand.
New York.
New York.
Oh,
New York.
I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps and find I'm king number one, top of the list, king of the hill. Number one. These little town blues are melting away. I'm gonna make a brand new start of it.
Thanks, mate.
New York.
Say thank you to Paul Litchfield for his wonderful phone call. I'd like to thank all of you people who donated, and I'd like to thank Nicola for her lovely box.
Yes, thank you, Nicola, and your box, and anyone that's tweeted us or got in touch throughout the day, thank you.
It's been brilliant, and we're going to do this slightly early because we've got to go now, otherwise it looks shit. So here we go. Bye bye.
9 hours.